Today we're going to continue learning from the book of Esther, because the book of Esther in the Bible is such a critical book for our times, for our end day season. The book of Esther opens with the Queen of Persia, Queen Vashti, and there is this incident at the beginning of the book where the king of the land of Persia, he was throwing a grand banquet to all the princes and to all his guests who has come from all the various countries to look at the grandeur and the beauty of Persia. And the king asked Queen Vashti to deck herself in her grandest clothes because he was proud of her beauty and her grandeur, and he wanted her to come and show off her beauty, which is an honor to him, in front of his guest and in the banquet. But Queen Vashti refused to do that for whatever reason. We did read that she was having her own banquet at the same time, but in any case, she turned down the request of the king to deck herself up in the glorious clothes to show off the beauty and the riches of the land of Persia and bring honor to her king. Because of her actions, this was an insult to the king, because she was a subject of the king and he wanted her to show off her beauty in order to show off his grandeur. But she refused to do so. She declined to do so. And as a result, the king was angry with her and she was deposed as queen. I think this gives us Christians living today a great lesson, looking at the cautionary tale of Vashti. So you know that as Christians, we too are decked in the beautiful clothes of our King, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross in order to bring us the abundant life and all the blessings and all the promises in the Bible for Christians. But if we who have all these blessings and abundance from our Lord Jesus, the King, and he wants us to shine as a light for him, he wants us to show up in the world with the beauty of his promises and the beauty of his abundance and provisions. And if we were to behave like Queen Vashti, we were too busy with our own banquet, we were running our own businesses and our own affairs and not caring for that of the king's, then I believe that we are in danger of being disposed as the inheritors of our Lord's riches and glory if we turn down the call as Queen Vashti did. So I think the question to ask all the Christians out there today is, we are living in the times of great peril and danger to the whole world, and especially to Christians. During this time where the world, the people, the lost people of the world needs you, and the Holy Spirit and God needs you to stand up and do something, will you be like Queen Vashti, who is too busy living her own lives and do not heed the call of the Lord? Or will you rise up like the remnant, like Queen Esther, who hears and who is led by the Holy Spirit? You know the story of Esther. After that, the king sent out the edicts to look for Christians who are willing to be brought into the palace. And Mordecai, which is a kind of the Holy Spirit figure, he submitted Esther. into the palace. And you can see from his behavior that even after he submits Esther to the palace, he cares about her and he watches over her well-being and how she is faring in the palace. So Esther was an orphan. Her parents probably died in the war that the Jews lost, and they were carried to Persia, their conqueror. And Mordecai was the uncle of Esther. They were both Jews, but during that time, maybe because of persecution, maybe because the secular society were not conducive to Christians, therefore, for that time, Mordecai wisely requested Esther to keep low profile in terms of her Christian background and upbringing. Isn't the situation so much like what you and I are facing today? We live in a world where we are Christians, but we live during a times when the principles of Christianity have been distorted, have been maligned, have been misrepresented, and we have no voice. We have no voice to proclaim the truth and the beauty of the Bible. We have been misunderstood, or rather, Jesus Christ has been misunderstood. And this is the plans of the devil in order to obscure and to hide the truth of the Bible and the truth of the beauty and the forgiveness and the love of the Bible from much of the world today. And we live really like orphans, like disposed in a world whereby the trends and the momentum is so aggressive and it moves on so quickly, trying to dispose Christians and non-Christians alike. But I want to remind you today that we are not like the non-Christians, that we are tossed to and fro by like the wind, and we have no center, no anchor. Therefore, whatever is trendy today, we agree with the popular thought and we agree with the trends. No, we are not like that. I want to remind you Christians today that we have the Bible, we have the precepts that God has prepared us and God has spoken at length about in the book of Revelations and throughout the Bible as well for us what to expect in the end days in order that we may be prepared and we may prepare ourselves for the end day season. Therefore, do not say that you have no instructions. It's because you did not study and you did not know and you did not understand. But if you were to devote yourself to studying the end days in the Bible, especially the book of Revelations, you would understand that our Lord has already foreseen all of this, have foreseen the rise of the climate in the world today, and have already prepared for us what we must do in order to excel in these turbulent times. If you were like me today, and I believe many of us are, we feel lost, whether we are Christians or non-Christians. We feel overwhelmed because the pace of change is so great and so fast. I want to tell you one thing in Esther that you and I can surely do. Esther was a nobody like us. She was an orphan. She had no strong support. She had no strong sponsors. And therefore, one outstanding feature about Esther is her obedience and her submission to the Holy Spirit. If there's nothing else that you learn from the book of Esther, you must learn her obedience and submission to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit figure in the book is represented by Mordecai, who is a kind of Holy Spirit figure, as well as Haggai, the chief eunuch who knows the king. So if you read the book in this way, you will see how obedient and how submissive Esther is to the Holy Spirit figures represented by Mordecai and Haggai in the book. This is important because this is a place of safety. If you come with no tools, with no knowledge, the safest way that you can start is to start being obedient to the Holy Spirit, listening carefully to Him. If you don't know anything, you ask the Holy Spirit and He will reveal to you. You incline your ear, your spiritual ears, to hear Him, and you make friends with Him, because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our friend and our teacher. And if we do not know anything, we need to ask God and God will teach us. At this point, I want to move into the second part of our teaching today, and that is the guiding, the reliance, and the following the Holy Spirit consistently. So if you look at the book of Esther, you would find this phrase that says that before Esther met the king, she was being prepared in the palace with 6 months of myrrh and 6 months of sweet perfume. When I first read this book, if you read it like a story, then you will not get the symbolism and the significance of what the Bible is trying to tell you. But if you understand what are the words in the Bible and ask for God to reveal to you, what is He trying to tell His people? 6 months of myrrh and 6 months of sweet perfume. This to me was very significant because it showed me the marker of what would happen when someone like you and me start following the Holy Spirit. The myrrh in the Bible is a kind of myrrh and Frankenstein. They are kind of incense that is bitter, that denotes bitterness and suffering. And so I know what some of us are thinking now. We're thinking, oh no, like I don't want this 6 months of suffering. But this is necessary in the preparation to be ordained as queen, because before Esther was ordained as queen and being selected by the king, the Holy Spirit, in terms of Haggai, led her under the preparation, and that is the 6 months of suffering or preparation or trial or temptation as part of the preparation for her to meet the king. And I want to encourage you today, because I am sure that you have gone through suffering before. And when I first heard of this, I counted the months of suffering that I had went through and whether it has already fulfilled the time of 6 months. And that is symbolic, right? It may be a bit shorter or longer, depending on your progress. But what is important is you need to consider what kind of suffering. If it's mindless suffering, if it's suffering because of your own rebelliousness and your own refusal to do what the Bible says, and you really have nobody to blame except yourself, right? Because if the Bible says do not sin, and you sin and you suffer, then that's caused by your own actions. But we're talking about a kind of holy suffering here. And here is even like the sweet suffering, because this is the suffering that you experience if you have been trying your best to live according to the words of the Bible, and you really don't deserve the suffering. So this is like almost like an injustice of suffering, the kind of suffering that Joseph went through when he was falsely accused and thrown into jail for the longest time ever. If you experience this kind of persecution, this kind of holy suffering, this kind of mirth, what will happen is that in your press down and in your suffering, you will start to release the sweet fragrance of mirth, the sweet fragrance of incense, because you were pressed down for the sake of following the Bible. And if you do not give up, you do not throw in the towel, and do not, because in fact, this suffering is bringing you closer to the goal of reigning as king and as queen on earth in our Lord. So do not give up, but persevere, because in this kind of sweet suffering, you will build the essence of you. It will build the foundation for your glory in the future. It builds strength in you. It builds overcoming. It builds the fight in you. And it deepens and it matures you for your destiny. What is important for you here, if you are in this period, is to look at the completion. The completion of that 6 months of mirth suffering is what we are aiming for. And this is going to differ from individuals to individuals, depending on how yielded you are. If you are constantly resistant, if you are constantly ignorant, and you do not learn the lessons properly that the Holy Spirit is leading you to learn, because He knows that you will need this in your future ministry for the Lord, then you're actually sabotaging yourself, because you will have to learn the lesson again and again. And for some of us, we may never make it if we do not understand that there's a bigger picture at the end that the Lord is trying to bring us towards. But the fastest way for you to learn this lesson is to quickly submit yourself to the leading of the Lord and to endure and to persevere. You need to ask yourself, what is the lesson that God wants me to learn by putting me through this duress, this difficult situation? And if you acquire the mind of God and you understand His strategy and what is the quality that He's trying to develop in you through this situation, it will bring you, it will propel you much faster towards the end goal and completing this season, so that you can go on to the next season of sweet perfume, because you're actually not working against the Lord. You're working in unison, in cooperation with the Lord, because you agree with Him that you want to learn quickly and move on. That I find is the fastest way if, let's say, you're trying to get out of this quickly. And for those of us, if you're at a stage of having completed that 6 months of mirth, congratulations, because you're now entering your season of 6 months of sweet perfume. And what is sweet perfume? It already sounds nice, right? Go and look at it in the Bible. I'm telling the truth. It actually does write this. So sweet perfume, Esther underwent then 6 months of sweet perfume. And sweet perfume denotes all the good things that's going to happen to you, the blessings, the sweetness, the fragrance. So instead of bathing yourself in the mirth, which is the sadness, the oppression, and the stretching of you, now you have 6 months of sweetness that the Holy Spirit will put you in order to prepare you to reign with Christ. And so if you're in this season of sweetness, enjoy it. Really do enjoy it, because you know, our walk with God, right? Why do we persevere in spite of all these persecution and difficulties? It's because we have the joy. Even in the season of the mirth, you know that we have the joy. And it's this overwhelming joy of the Lord that fills us when we go to Him every day, whether we cry out to Him or we celebrate with Him. This overwhelming joy that surpasses the situations and the circumstances and of our environment. This is the strength that is given to us in order to overcome every day and move forward, not in defeat, not in depression, not in worry, but as overcomers and as conquerors, and with the positive strength in us, so that we are a light and a guidance to the people around us. I've asked the Lord, why is it the 6 months of Merv? I understand the persecution, I understand, right? But why do we need 6 months of sweet perfume to prepare us? And the Lord told me, it's because He wants to find and to make us into a well-rounded people. He wants a well-rounded people that, whether in lack or whether in abundance, in blessings, if we are blessed, if we are having the good things, do we then forget God? Because He's testing us. He's looking at how you will react when you are surrounded by the good things and the promotions and the wealth and the success. Do you then forget Him? Do you then indulge in your successes and you start losing your love for the Lord? That is why He gave us the 6 months of sweet perfume, because through it, maybe not everyone is going to succeed at the end of it, but at the end of it, the people who succeed in being faithful to the Lord are truly the remnant, the gem, the diamonds that He is looking for. Because like Paul says, whether we are in lack, in poverty, or we are in abundance and wealth and riches, in both situations we have experience, and in both situations we are immovable. We are immovable because neither fire will take us away from God, nor riches will take us away from God, because our love for God is so deep, so entrenched, that all these things, they are just shallow and surface to us. They are not the basis and the root of our faith and our following Christ. I want to share with you a lovely vision that I received when I was in this season with the Lord. I saw a vision of myself in the tabernacle, with God, with Jesus Christ. And I saw that I was at this huge banquet table, this huge banquet table. And there were different luxurious and wonderful dishes that were prepared on each of each dish on the banquet table. So one dish was maybe like wealth, and one dish was maybe like beauty, and one dish was maybe like promotions, one dish was maybe like loved ones, and one dish was maybe like intelligence. So like every single dish was so good things, like in the eyes of the world. But there was only me at this banquet table, and there was Jesus Christ at the head of the table. But when each of these dishes were presented to me, I wasn't hungry. I wasn't hungry for them. Like, I just felt so impatient, and I couldn't wait for the dish to go over. And like, I kind of tried to wave it away because they were distracting and they were not my heart's pursuit. Because my heart's pursuit at that banquet table dining with Jesus Christ was really Jesus Christ. He was like my ultimate goal and my ultimate person that I want to interact with. It's not about these dishes. I don't want to eat these dishes. My love was for Him. And I believe that that's an illustration of our overwhelming love for God. In this season of the sweetness, yes, all these things are good and we thank God for them and they are necessary, but they are there and our focus is on the Lord Jesus Christ. because He is so much more beautiful and so much more important to us than all these nice dishes laid out for us. I think if you go through the 6 months of myrrh and complete the 6 months of sweet perfume in this way, then like Esther, you'll be ready in a condition to meet your king for his selection, whether he approves of you and he selects you to reign as his queen. You know, when Esther went in to see the king on her first night, she went with nothing. She went with nothing except the preparation that she had went through the guiding of the Holy Spirit. She went as nothing because I believe that that's how the Lord sees us. When we are stripped down to the innermost of your spirit man and you are put before Jesus Christ for selection, He can actually see the entirety of you. He can see your flaws and your weaknesses. He can see how you overcome. He can see the tears that you have shed before. He can see your love for Him. He can see the strength that He has put into you through these trials. And that's how we appear to God. He can see through each of us and see whether we have the right qualities to be drafted in the end days army for Him. I'm going to stop my podcast here because we have already discussed for very long. I do apologize that the teaching went longer than I expected, but I feel that it is important. Every point that I raised out to you is important in the book of Esther because these are the critical points that the Holy Spirit wants to tell some of you listening to the podcast today, wants to tell you because these are the points where if you can get them and you can do them, that will be the marker of your success. It will propel you into the next stage of your growth and your development for God. And that's why I pray for you. I hope that you overcome. And I hope that you have been blessed by this teaching. Amen.